ride, I call him your replacement. I know you're jealous, boy, just face it.
Hey girl, you got a backup plan?
Yeah, you know I got my backup man. He down the ride, I call him your replacement. I know you're jealous, boy, just face it.
Hey Vancouver, thanks for listening into my show. I'm just about to close out right now. You are listening to DJ Denise. You can hit me up on Facebook at Denise Fraser and Twitter at DJ Denise 0477 and hit up my website VancouverDeniseDJ.com. You'll be listening to Stereo Blues up next. We got some great programming from Dorothy N, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have a beautiful day in the hot, hot sun, people.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Generally speaking, you're free till you're about 4 years old. And then five arrives, then you go to grammar school, and then you start becoming demanded and solved and orientated and shoved into areas. You lose what individualism you have. If you have enough, of course, you retain some of it. But most don't have enough, so you become watchers of game shows, you know, and things like that.
The stars. Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
And you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the track I Only Have Eyes for You by Toshaki Miyake, a cover of the Flamingos. Just thought it was really dreamy, such a soundscape. Awesome stuff. And before that, I had to put in a clip from Bukowski talking about individuality, which was kind of fun. So I'm really excited for today's show. We're going to have a special guest, Paulina, talking about an event coming up at UBC called Big Mouth, which is going to feature a lot of creative individuals coming to speak on campus. So stay tuned later on in the show. So today's show, we're going to feature a lot of soundscapey music. I thought I would kind of tie it into the whole art idea, at least try to. So up next, we are going to hear a track from a band called Masturbation Goes Cloud. And this is released on Somehow Ecstatic Records, which is based in Greece. And basically they have this project where they'll bring a band in and they have to record a record in 24 hours. So this is from 2012, and it's Untitled One. Thank you.
In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your earholes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. To participate, submit your art or weirdo idea by midnight Sunday, January 13th to arts@citr.ca. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
Yeah, any weirdo idea, it's going to be awesome. Thursday, the 17th, organized by the lovely Megan, also the ad coordinator here at CITR. Definitely tune in. It's going to be such a cool lineup, everything. All right, so the track that we just heard was Masturbation Goes Cloud. Up next, we're going to hear something a bit different. We had a caller just call in, and he requested to play a track from a local band called The Truth. The track is called The Truth, and the band is called The Vendettas, so tune in.
Yeah, I don't pay no mind, nah, I don't pay no time, I'm on to the next, yeah, way better than the rest, can't forget where I came from, oh, the place I got my name from, never really sound like the same song, I'm original, yo, where you get these lanes from, I run the streets like King Kong, my city stay great, no coupon, she let me cut my cash in my pipeline, he easy get a gun like James Bond. Said it's now, dog, and never, bro. So I gotta kill it with the smell of flow. Yeah, I stay fresh, show the head to toe. I'm the one, uno, ain't no one identical. With the big boys, next you know it, now we play with toys and make a big noise. Wow. Crazy how things change, get it now. Scared of being broke at an old age, wanna settle down. Of course, I wanna live it up. So we all take a risk and we split it up. Legitimate, we gross enough for live shows. We deserve it, we've been through the highs and lows, yo. This is music for the masses, so we package it up and ship it out in plastic. Create the logo, make it flip like gymnastics. If you ask me, that's the truth to the madness.
I'm just saying the
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm using the power of the internet to access the World Wide Web on my laptop computer.
Looking for an upgrade? The UBC bookstore has educationally priced computers and software, including the latest Apple, Lenovo and more. A huge selection of laptop and tablet accessories competitively priced with the big box stores. Come by and check out the lowest priced Macs in Vancouver. The UBC bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
So switching gears a little bit, we're going to hear up next a band from Montreal. This is called The Famines, and it's from the complete collected singles of 2008 to 2011. We just heard the track from local band Vendettas, who played a show a couple weeks ago at a CITR Beetroot show, which is awesome. So definitely check them out on their Bandcamp. Up next, this is Hi Hi Hi.
We'll be right back. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
And we're back with Stereo Blues. The track that we just heard was from another Montreal band. They're called Elfin Saddle, and that was the track, The Changing Wind, off of the album Devastates. And I just thought it was really expansive sound, really interesting, kind of a Gaelic sort of feel to it, just something really different. Just found it interesting. And before that, we heard Bill Baird with Captain Brain. And up next, I'm really excited for this track. I stumbled across it, and it's from an artist named Tim Hecker, who was originally from Vancouver, but he's now moved to Montreal also. And he's working with Daniel Lopatin from One Hink Tricks Point, Never. And this is from their new album that they've worked on together called Instrumental Tourist. So let's take a listen here. It's a lot of dissonance, a lot of different sounds. This is the track called Whole Earth Tascam.
Thank you.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, and I'm really excited to have a special guest, Paulina, who is also the curator for the Black and Yellow Gallery in the Waldorf, and she's also hosting and organizing an event called Big Mouth, featuring a ton of really interesting creative individuals to come and speak on UBC campus. Welcome, Paulina.
Hi.
So, I find it really interesting. Now, this is like perfect timing, and that all about the Waldorf.
Yes. I mean, the Waldorf situation is so devastating to the arts community so far, and we're all trying to wrap our heads around what's happening.
So how is it affecting you personally? Because you curate directly in the Waldorf.
Right. Well, it's funny, living in Vancouver, I feel like you eventually get used to this pattern of having a setback and then having to think of a creative solution.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's been really hard, but in a way, it's also exciting. For example, we've already found a temporary space.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll be on 7th and Scotia. There's a big yellow heritage building in there, and it'll be the front half of a very large production studio. So, you know, we're thinking on our feet, and hopefully we won't have to say goodbye to the Waldorf forever, but for now we're thinking of new solutions.
That's really good, because I feel like there's a lot of talk about it, a lot of articles, and I read a recent one this morning about this developer, Solterra, who is also, I think, invested in other really important spaces in Vancouver.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it seemed interesting how they happened to choose the Waldorf. It just seems really surprising and confusing at the same time.
Well, yeah, and it's also just, it's kind of funny because, like, they have so much space to choose around. It's an example of a brand shooting itself in the foot voluntarily by choosing the Waldorf, the one space that people are actually invested in already. And it really warms my heart that the social media outrage and general outrage has been as strong as it has been. It gives me hope that the community can make a difference about retaining the spaces in the city that are important to us and not just having Vancouver turn into yoga pants, condo land.
Exactly. Yes, it's terrifying. People who watch TV and just love their dogs. Yeah.
But we're having our final opening tonight at the Waldorf. So it's an artist named Katie Kilgore who does a lot of weaving, and she'll be doing an installation inside our little space from 7 to 11. And I'm very excited because we feel like we built such a great legacy at the Waldorf, and this will be a bittersweet end to this story at the Waldorf. So if you're free, you should come out.
Interesting. Okay, great. And you're also organizing another event.
Yes. I, in collaboration with the Art History Student Association, am organizing the Big Mouth Speaker Series. And the idea for that came from, I guess, confusion about studying the arts at UBC and what can you even do with that. I feel like at UBC, sometimes you think that unless you go to grad school, there's no path for you, and there's no way to apply your degree, and that's simply not true. So I thought it would be a great idea to get together some professionals from various creative industries and have them loosely discuss the topics of art and education and what those two words mean to them specifically. So it'll be a surprising night. I'm really excited.
I feel like it's so great just to get people from the community actually to come on campus and just like create that connection and that dialogue between the students and people who are already out there doing and creating their own things.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about some of the speakers that will be coming to campus?
For sure. One of them will be the director of the Contemporary Art Gallery, Nigel Prince. He became the director last year. I think he moved here from the UK, and his vision specifically has been very community-oriented, so I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Another speaker will be Bruce Hayden, who is a principal architect at this firm called Dialogue, but the way that he is connected to UBC is he's actually project architect for the new sub redesign.
Oh, no way. Okay, yeah. Interesting. That's good. So it's like someone who's already involved.
Very much. Mm-hmm. And also, I've heard him speak many times, and he's incredible. Heartbreaking.
Okay, yeah. That's good. That's good news. Have you seen him with the art history? Because you're involved with the art history.
No, I've seen him at Pecha Kucha before, which is a local speaker series. I've seen him do little studio talks at his firm, so just a few. Mm-hmm. Another speaker that I'm very excited about is Omer Arbel, who is a local industrial designer, but he's involved in a whole bunch of things from designing the 2010 Winter Olympic medals. He did that.
The actual medals?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And he's director of a very beautiful lighting firm called Bocce. And just the way that his firm works, they make really incredible projects that are art, essentially. Like, they've been showed at the Vancouver Art Gallery, for example. And he's really young. He's not even 35, I think. So that'll be very interesting to hear from somebody who is pretty close to our age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, too, especially just for kids in university and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, it's always great to hear somebody who has decades and decades of experience and sort of started their career at a different time. But I think it's more relevant right now to hear people who sort of got to where they were more recently so that we have more of a connection about how we can follow some of the same steps and maybe what are the opportunities for us right now in our situation in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what are you really looking forward to come out of this speaker series?
I suppose, well, two things. One, I would like students in general to feel like they have more of an opportunity to get involved with some of the creative leaders. The venue that this will be at is Buchanan Penthouse, and what's really great about it is it's quite small and intimate, and the speakers will be on the same level as the students.
Great.
There'll be a Q&A with the students after the event, and then there'll be a wine reception. So it's really, it's equal. There's no hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if students kind of realized that about Vancouver, that because this is a small city, you can actually do that. You can talk to that person who is a role model to you, then that would be one of my main goals. And also another goal is just to get people to think creatively and uniquely about what they can do with their arts education.
Which is so good, which I feel like almost lacks in university itself. Like, the system doesn't really encourage further thought afterwards, or like outside the courses itself. I personally find that like hands-on, which I guess is typical of the university experience, but I find it really interesting to really focus on art itself too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I feel like university has a hard time keeping up with all the changes, especially recently with how prevalent social media is and how communication is changing. It's just the systems can't adapt that fast, but, you know, sometimes when you hear speakers that inspire you on how to adapt, it's more useful.
It sounds really exciting. So it's going to be at the Buchanan Penthouse?
Yes. So Buchanan Penthouse is, it's entered through Buchanan B.
Okay.
On the night of the event, there'll be signs all over directing you how to get to the penthouse. But it's, I think it's on the third floor or something. It's up the stairs. But yeah, Wednesday, January 16th, speeches start at 5:30 p.m. and we're expecting they will go until about 7 or 7:30. There'll be a wine reception afterwards. And I should note that the room is, well, it's not small, but it's not as large as we would like. So if you want to ensure that you have a seat, come early.
Okay, great. And you can find out about this event
on, well, we're on Facebook. There's a Facebook event, so if you just search Big Mouth and Caps Lock, it should come up. It's also linked through the UBC Art History Student Association Facebook page. There's also posters, mostly in La Serra, but there's some in the Sub, there's some in Buchanan, there's some in the Boulevard here at CITR, so you'll see them around.
Yeah, definitely, because I know we just put up a post on the CITR website, so you can find out more there. Yes.
Perfect.
So, is there a song you would like to send off listeners?
Yes, it's quite a beat dance track called When I See You that I have been addicted to lately. And
love it.
Here it is.
Okay, thanks so much, Paulina, for
coming in. Thank you, Dorothy.
All right, and we're back, and we just have one more quick thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm. It's if you're interested in contributing to the future of the Waldorf and to cultural institutions in Vancouver that you love and care about, there will be a community meeting at the Waldorf next Thursday, the 17th, in the evening at the Tiki Bar. I'm not 100% positive who will be in attendance, but it will be about discussing how to retain these spaces and the steps that we can all take to make sure the city stays the way we like it.
That sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to be there. Totally.
Yes, me too.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again for coming. You are listening to Stereo Blues. This was Paulina. We are going to play the song Ohio Penitentiary. And this is basically a jazz band that formed in a prison. So here we go.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., CITR Art Director Megan Thomas and the arts reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And we just had Paulina, who was talking about her event Big Mouth. So that's coming up Wednesday. Definitely something worth checking out here on the UBC campus up in the Buchanan Tower, featuring an awesome amount, 7 whole speakers to talk about